It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Did you see those two things that I had in my hand when I was coming in? Know what they are? Models of dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. Do you ever play with dinosaurs? You know, dinosaurs lived a long, long, long time ago. Long before any people were in the world. Mm-hmm. They were very, very, very big creatures. I think I'll just build a little something here with those blocks. Do you ever build houses with blocks? Pretend that's a house, and the dinosaurs are bigger than houses. Mm-hmm. I wonder what they ate. They must have eaten a lot, they were so big. Of course, there were many different kinds of dinosaurs. Yeah. And they aren't living anymore on the world. No. No more on the earth. It's fine to wonder about them. There are lots of things to wonder about in this world. Did you know? Did you know? Did you know that it's all right to wonder? Did you know that it's all right to wonder? There are all kinds of wonderful things. Did you know? Did you know? Did you know that it's all right to marvel? Did you know that it's all right to marvel? There are all kinds of marvelous things. You can ask a lot of questions about the world and your place in it. You can ask about people's feelings. You can learn the sky's the limit. Did you know? Did you know? Did you know when you wonder, you're learning? Did you know when you marvel, you're learning about all kinds of wonderful, all kinds of marvelous, marvelously wonderful things? I wonder if they ever had races or if they ever played. Come in, Chef Brockett.
Fred, I wanted to show you something new. This is it's a veggie treat. See, it's the face of a clown, mm-hmm. and it's all made out of fresh vegetables. These are beets, and cucumbers, mushrooms, carrots, pepper. Look at the beans around the eye. You can eat all of these fresh vegetables.
What a treat that is.
Yeah.
Is that cake underneath?
No, that's cream cheese. Everything here is really good for you.
And you're making them at the bakery.
That's right. Come by sometime, and I'll show you how to make them.
Okay? I'd like to do that.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Oh, we've been talking about dinosaurs and things like that.
When I was little, I used to wish I could be as big and strong as a dinosaur. I even used to dream about it.
I think a lot of people do, Don.
Yeah. Okay, come on by and I'll show you how to make. I'll even make one for you, all right?
Sometime later this week.
Okay, I'll see you.
Thank you. Veggie treat. Why don't we have a make-believe treat right now, all right? Chef Brockett has such good ideas. Okay, trolley. Now, yesterday, we pretended that Lady Elaine was going to have Purple Panda do something in a costume. Let's think more about that today. Neighborhood of Make-Believe.
That's good. Now try moving your arms up and down, up and down. Oh, the beautiful. Why, people will think you're a real dinosaur. Now, you must not let anyone see you until the time is right.
How will I know when the time is right, Lady Elaine?
I will tell you, dear. You can count on me.
I don't know if I want to be a dinosaur or not.
It'll be just for a little while, dear.
Auntie Lady Lane, are you there?
Oh, run along, dear. I'll see you later. I'm right here, dear. Right here.
If I wanted to, I could take my super funnel and knock down this whole museum.
And then what would happen?
I'd take my super funnel and build it right back up again.
You think you're pretty super, don't you?
I can do anything really strong. My super funnel's better than anything.
You think it's better than my boomerang, tumerang, sumerang, don't you?
Well, it's just as good, I think.
I suppose you think you could even tame a dinosaur.
There aren't any dinosaurs anymore. Are there?
I'm not talking.
Are there, Lady Aberlin?
Are there what?
Are there any dinosaurs in the world anymore?
No. There used to be, but not anymore. Why? Did somebody say there were?
Anything's possible in make-believe. Toot toot.
Auntie Lady Lane's always teasing me.
Why do you think she is now?
I don't know. I just told her I could knock down her museum with my super funnel if I wanted to. Super funnel! Super funnel! Super Tuesday super funnel!
Now you have to remember, Anna, that only birds and bats and bugs can really fly.
But my super skirt.
Well, your super skirt is very nice, but it's just pretend, you know.
I know. But how did you learn to fly?
Oh, well, I just practiced and made my wings go like this.
And then what?
And then I just did it harder and harder, and then little by little I learned. Careful, Anna. I don't want you to...
I think I'm flying.
No, you're falling.
What is going on here?
Oh, Anna was trying to fly.
I was using my super skirt, and I was going through the air.
Yes, but you were going down, and you might have gotten hurt.
That's right, Anna.
You have to be really careful with super things.
Well, everybody was doing super things. I just wanted to try.
Yes, but it's important to do your pretending where it's safe.
Yeah, I think that's enough about flying for today. Now, Anna, you promised that you'd show me how to walk better. You know, birds don't walk very well, and platypuses do.
Oh, yes, I can walk real well. Come on, I'll show you. But since you're a bird, you might not be able to learn right away.
That's right. We all have certain things we can do better than others.
Lady Aberlin, come here right away, please. Lady Aberlin, come over here.
I'm going to see Daniel. You both be careful. People love you and don't want you to get hurt.
Okay.
Oh, please come right away and hurry, Lady Aberlin.
Why did you want me in such a hurry, Daniel?
Oh, look over there.
Where?
Oh, over behind the museum.
I don't see anything.
Oh, I was sure I saw a dinosaur.
There aren't any dinosaurs anymore, Daniel.
I know everybody says that, but I really thought I saw one going behind the museum over toward the trolley track.
We know who that is dressed up to look like a dinosaur, don't we? You don't need to have a fancy costume like that to dress up as a dinosaur. Now, I remember borrowing my father's coat when I was a little boy. Like this. And I would just put it over my head. Pretend I was a dinosaur.
I think I'll go to the kitchen.
The funnel made it go away. In fact, I have something I'd like to do with this. Remember yesterday I poured that orange juice for Mr. McFeely? Well, I'm going to do some more right now. What I'll do is pour orange juice into this bottle. And when it comes right up to there, when the orange juice gets up to the top of that block, then we'll just call out, "Top of the block." Okay? Not yet. Almost. Top of the block? Yeah, top of the block. Of course, that's really what a real funnel is for. Yeah, when there's something very narrow up there to be able to pour like that. Better put it back in. We don't waste food or orange juice in this place. Oh, sir. Back in the fridge. How about some food for the fish? Yeah, you don't want orange juice, do you, fish? You want just a little fish food. There. You know, you could even pretend that you have a super coat or a super skirt. Yeah. But the important thing about that kind of play is to be careful, even when you're playing dinosaur. Yeah. You know, there's some places, some museums, that have dinosaur bones put together like great big models. And I'd like to show you one in our neighborhood, in our real museum. Come with me, will you? To our neighborhood museum. Dawson?
Well, hello, Mr. Rogers.
How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, thanks. I came to see the dinosaur place. I wondered if you could show me the way.
Well, I'll not only show you the way, but I'll take you up there. Let's go up right up this way.
Oh, good. I've wanted to see this place for a long time.
Now, this is Dinosaur Hall.
Oh, my, that's such big...
The animals, yes, they are. The animals shown here lived between about 70 million years ago and 200 million years ago.
Oh. Why, they're enormous. You know, I've seen models of them and pictures of them.
Yes, they are enormous. They were really the largest land animals that have ever lived.
These are their bones, aren't they?
These are only their bones. You have to restore in your own mind the muscle, the flesh, and try and get a picture of what they looked like from these skeletons here.
But look, this is just the bottom of one of their legs.
Yes, that's the lower part of the front leg, or the arm.
And look here. Why, this claw is about my whole hand would fit on that claw.
That was a tremendous foot, really a tremendous size thing.
Well, what would these creatures eat?
Well, the animal that you're standing next to ate plants. Probably a very peaceful animal, but it had to spend a lot of its time eating in order to keep that huge bulk sustained.
I guess so. Did they fight, those animals?
Well, it's hard to tell. These animals are extinct. We don't have anything like it living today. But I imagine that a lot of the things that they did are similar to things that animals do today. They probably did fight. They probably did have competition like the animals of today.
Mm-hmm. And they had mothers and fathers?
Yes, they certainly did. We don't know very much about young dinosaurs, but there are a few fossils showing what young dinosaurs looked like.
Were they all this big?
No. No, indeed. Some dinosaurs were very small. This is our friend Protoceratops, who's certainly a small dinosaur.
You mean this is a full-grown dinosaur?
That is a full-grown adult dinosaur, yes. Never reached any larger size than that.
So it would have been running around at the same time as these huge ones?
That's right. Some of the dinosaurs living at that time were tremendous. But this was a fully adult, perfectly full-blown dinosaur.
Well, what are these?
Well, those are dinosaur eggs. Those are the eggs of this same dinosaur, Protoceratops.
So you mean dinosaurs laid eggs like chickens or birds?
That's right. That's right. They did. At least some of them did. We have certain... we have eggs like this. We have some larger ones that probably belong to the larger dinosaurs. But we don't know that all dinosaurs laid eggs, but we certainly know that some of them did.
So they're not mammals like people?
No, they're not mammals. They're reptiles. And when you think of dinosaurs, you should think of their relatives, the alligators, or of turtles, lizards, things of that sort. That's closer to what a dinosaur would be. Now, you think that that's a small dinosaur. I think you should look at these dinosaurs over here, too. These are what we could say were medium-sized dinosaurs.
Uh-huh.
This one, for example, is a nice skeleton of an animal called Dryosaurus.
Well, Dryosaurus looks as if it's just kind of standing up like this.
That's exactly what it's doing. That's just exactly what Dryosaurus is doing.
What about this?
Well, that's a restoration of what Dryosaurus may have looked like. Now, you have to be careful when you look at restorations because you know that no person ever saw a dinosaur alive. Dinosaurs became extinct about 70 million years ago, and the first people didn't come on the scene until less than 1 million years ago. But an artist who looked at the skeleton and then looked at living reptiles thought that may be what Dryosaurus was like. But we can think of other things, too. For example, some living reptiles are red, so why couldn't Dryosaurus be red?
Mm-hmm.
Some have fringes on their neck and on the back of the head, so why couldn't Dryosaurus have things like that? It's entirely in the imagination of the artist to restore what Dryosaurus or any other dinosaur looked like.
They could even be spotted or striped?
Spotted, yes, indeed. They certainly could.
Oh, it's fun to think about what they might
be. It is, isn't it? It really is.
Oh, what is this?
Well, that is a large carnivorous dinosaur called Allosaurus. And Allosaurus was a meat eater, probably a very active animal. He would grasp the animals that he was eating with the heavy jaws and teeth, and probably he used his rather small arms for holding on to the prey as he was eating them.
The arms and the fingers.
Yes, those are the fingers there with the large claws on the tips.
Were you interested in dinosaurs when you were a little girl?
Yes, I certainly was. I was interested not only in dinosaurs, but also in other kinds of animals that were extinct. I think it's so interesting to try and find out how animals got the way they are. And, of course, you find out how they got the way they are by studying how these animals lived. That's what makes them very interesting.
Make up their history.
Yes. That's right. Make up their pre... It certainly is prehistory.
Thanks for helping us with our history, Dr.
Dawson.
You're
welcome. I'm glad you were able to come.
I'm certainly glad myself. See you soon.
Yes.
Bye-bye. Mr. McFeely.
Good day, Mr. Rogers.
Good day to you. I've just come from Carnegie Museum.
Well, that's a great place.
Certainly is. Won't you come in?
Well, I have a minute or so.
Good.
I just stopped by to find out about our plans for tomorrow.
Oh, I think we'll go near the end of our TV visit tomorrow.
Well, fine. I just wanted to make sure. My camera's all set. I showed you at a Atro's workshop, but I don't think I'll explain how it works to you.
No, how is it that you can take the pictures and also see them in here?
Well, you can see them in here by pressing that button. Mm-hmm. And then when you want to take the pictures, you press another button on this side and point it at what you want to take. Mm-hmm. And just take the picture, you see? And it records in this box right there.
Oh, it sure seems like magic.
But it's not magic.
No, it's not. Mr. McFeely, when you were a little boy, did you ever pretend that you were super strong?
Why, yes, I did. When I was about 5 years old, I pretended I was the strongest horse in the world.
Strongest what?
Horse.
Horse.
Right. And there was this little bunny rabbit. It was very soft, something like this pillow that would follow me everywhere. And I was that strong horse that took care of that soft little bunny rabbit. And I made up a lot of stories about that. Incredible stories.
And the rabbit was pretend, too?
The rabbit was pretend, too.
I wonder if that didn't help you as you became a father and a grandfather to remember those stories that you made up.
You know something? I think it did.
I bet it did.
Oh, and my grandchildren, I show them something. It's a pretend handshake. And I can show your television neighbors already. If you want to, you can hold your hands straight up like this. This is a pretend handshake and say hello by moving your hand up and down like a handshake. Speedy delivery. Or pull up the other hand and two. Double handshake. Double pretend handshake. And go speedy delivery. Very fast. Speedy delivery. Very, very slowly. You see? Fast or slow.
Dinosaurs probably went very slowly because they were so big.
Well, a long time ago.
Yeah. You'll be seeing some incredible things tomorrow.
That's right. Well, that was a pretend handshake. This is a real handshake. And I'll see you tomorrow, all
right? That's right. Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to it. See you tomorrow, Mr. Rogers. Speedy delivery to you.
Speedy delivery to you, Mr. McFeely.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You're
fast and slow. Kick one of these dinosaurs. Dinosaurs to get these blocks. Guess we better put these blocks away. One good thing about blocks, you can just make anything with them. Build. Building. You put your toys away when you finish playing. Sometimes I remember. Wash those things later. See you tomorrow, fish. Yep. Lots of plans tomorrow.
It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. I hope that you're able to talk with the people who love you about the important things in life. That's so very important. Chef Brockett.
Fred, I delivered the other veggie treat I showed you, so I made this one for you.
For me?
Yeah.
You're a thoughtful man.
Brockett's broccoli, radishes, tomatoes, carrots. You can dip them in these pools.
They look like two round pools. Mm-hmm.
All fresh vegetables.
The broccoli are trees, aren't they?
That's right, yeah.
And these are flowers?
Right. And see, this is grass. It's made out of parsley. That's how I make the grass.
I like your veggie treat. I'll just take this home. I'll walk with you.
Fine.
All right?
Yeah.
Be back tomorrow.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation. ¶¶